He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson, and you're not, but welcome to School Talk as we do another COVID-19 related broadcast. As you see, I'm not at the studio. I'm in the dungeon. Well, maybe you should say the dungeon. The dungeon sounds a negative.
That's a really nice dungeon. I've been down there, Emerson.
Yeah, I can't brag.
I don't remember too many dungeons have like a pool table and theater seats. And
I'm glad you said I had a pool.
Although that would be. But I will say this. I've never been in a dungeon, so yeah. I don't know.
Oh, me neither. I know. No, I don't want to go to a dungeon either.
I don't either.
Ain't no future in a dungeon.
Nope.
Nah, don't want to be there. But they call them, man caves back in the day. But they still call them man caves.
Man caves and she sheds,
yeah.
Right?
And she sheds,
that's
yeah.
The other one.
She sheds, yeah.
The she shed. I love that commercial. It's one of the insurance companies where they're like, my she shed's on fire. Your yeah. She shed, I got to be careful because you can mess that up real fast.
Oh, yeah. That, you know, and tongue twister. And you already know I butcher the English language anyway, so I really just have issues with language.
And I've only been up about an hour, so I better be careful.
Yeah, but great. I'm glad to be on the airwaves of Giant 90.9. So I'm trying to. I think I am. I'm really not sure. I might be on Facebook Live. I ain't sure. But let me see. Let me check and see if I'm public on that thing. Because sometimes I start it, and then I go on there, and then I'm just talking to myself. And I think I'm public this time. I am on Facebook Live. Good. Welcome, Facebook Live. And welcome to Giant 90.9. Mr. Easter.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm okay. Yeah, things are good.
How's school?
School's going great. Loving the kids. I just put it out on Twitter yesterday afternoon how proud I am of this radio group. They've really kind of taken in the new schedule and have just, you know, we got the AM kids are on the air. And, you know, I was thinking, usually it takes about 3-4 weeks before people start getting comfortable and getting on the air. And, you know, it takes us a little while. We do some front loading stuff where we, you know, talk about rules and regulations and things you can't say on the radio and all those things, because we are a fully licensed FCC radio station here. So you can't just, you know, turn people loose. You got to give them a little bit of the lowdown, and, you know, you can't say this, can't say that. You got to play Legal ID at the top of the hour. There's some legal things that you can and can't do,
right?
Blah blah blah. So we get through all that, and then, you know, we have to talk about being a personality and what that is. But, you know, with the way the hybrid schedule has worked, having students 2 days a week, we've really kind of accelerated that process, because they've, you know, the group that was here yesterday, that was only their 10th day that they've been here. So you figure in a normal year, if there is a normal anymore, that would only be the end of the second week. So we've really kind of accelerated their, you know, light years ahead of where we would normally be. And they're doing a good job on the air in the morning. And then the PM kids have just been awesome. I mean, I just can't tell you, they're working, and, you know, you go to a room and they're working and they're not playing around. And I mean, it's been a really joy this year. I kind of wish that we were more normal, obviously, you know, but we're as normal as we can be at the moment, which is usually me. I'm as normal as I can be. So there you go.
Since you're there, you know, the parents can't go into the school. The parents can't do what we usually do, checking on kids, talking to teachers like we used to. How are the kids reacting? I mean, you hear them talk, you know, they talk in little circles. Well, I know the smaller circles now, but
6 feet apart circles.
Yeah. And they hear all the noise out there on the World Wide Web, other schools. They see the news. They see the cases of coronavirus spiking up in university campuses and high schools. How are the kids hanging in there?
I think they're doing quite well. I think Ms. Squire had an article in the Ben David Spotlight. You can look, check them up at bdspotlight.com. Check them out. Get the right preposition there and check them out at bdspotlight.com.
Now you're talking like me.
I know, right? That's why I was careful when I was talking about she sheds. goodness, that's a tongue twister I don't want to get into. You know, we were just, I don't have to ever use the dump button on school talk. But anyway, I think they're doing, I think the students are doing amazing. And Ms. Squire talked about that too in her comments to Zion Brown, one of our students. He's also writing it for the Spotlight. But I think we're doing quite well with the students. You see them wearing their masks. Very rarely will you have to say anything to anybody about masks. I mean, the students have bought in. If I said it before, I think, on this show, and I've definitely said it on social media, if the adults of the world were as have brought in as much as our students have, we wouldn't have the situation we have, I don't think.
Yeah. Yeah, students are resilient.
Absolutely.
And that young heart that they have to learn, the eagerness and the wonderment that they have of life, you know, not knowing everything but thinking they do sometimes, you know, and then learning at the same time. It's refreshing. You know, you get around some old folks like me, think we know it all. You know, young kids, they think they know it all, but you can see the sparkle in the eye when they learn something new. Or when they have an opportunity to educate an older person a little bit. Kids are something else, man. They're just so cool. It's just so cool.
I would say, you know, from my personal perspective, from where I was, you know, a month ago, coming back to school, you know, thinking about those things coming in, I would say that my expectations have been exceeded by far by the school year so far. And even how I would feel about everything. Mm-hmm. I was really, I'll be honest, I was nervous as a cat.
Wow.
Around a bunch of basketball players because they all got big feet and my tail's in the way. I mean, I was nervous about coming back, but you know, you get here and you start working with the kids and all of a sudden you just kind of forget you're wearing a mask and I mean, it's just kind of faded away. It's become school. The only thing is I get to see them 2 days a week. And,
oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That, and we do online stuff, of course. But, you know, and like today, we'll have a Google Meet with some of our kids hopefully all of our kids on Google Meet. And we'll have a couple guest speakers for them today. So, yeah, it's been different. But as a teacher, I think a lot of teachers are feeling this way. We all kind of feel like we're new at this point, but I think we also kind of feel, at least I do, I feel like there's been a lot of opportunities that we didn't have prior to this schedule, you know, doing some of the things like with all these guest speakers. I never would have had that opportunity because getting someone here from Fort Wayne, Indiana, we've got a guest speaker today, Gary Snyder, host of the Gary Snyder Show, is going to be one of our guest speakers. He's in Fort Wayne. So he couldn't just drive down to Indianapolis and get here at 8 to be with our kids, you know.
Right.
So it's really, I think there have been some opportunities as well, at least for us.
Speaking of opportunities, are they having opportunities? Can we still do the big board? Anything going on the big board?
Oh, man, I love the big board.
Yeah, it's up here. We don't have a lot on the big board right now because – you know, we have changed the way we do extracurricular activities, and usually there's some big dance or, you know, we're advertising something for the school, but we don't really have that. We do have the big football game tonight.
Hey.
Ben Davis and Center Grove here at BD tonight. It is senior night, which it's early, but they're doing it because, you know, the uncertainty of the football season. Mm-hmm. At any time, we've seen schools like Warren Central's already lost a game. We've seen some other things, too, but anyway, that is tonight, Center Grove at Ben Davis, and the coverage is at 6:15. Kickoff will be at 7 tonight, and we will have the game on Giant 90.9 this evening with Zion Brown and Gavin Miller. Of course, you can follow us on all social media at WBDG Indy. We're also on TikTok at Giant90.9. TikTok. Yeah, it's going well. We've got 10 followers, so we're up. Wow. We're moving on up. And then, of course, I'm sure we'll talk about this, but the Out of the Darkness Walk is coming up this weekend, and it is virtual, and I'm sure, like we said, we'll talk more about that. So that is, of course, and of course, we would be remiss if not remembering what is today, 9/11.
Wow.
It has been 19 years since the September 11th terror attack. So that's very sad. But
I need another hour.
I know.
A whole special on that shit. Wow.
Yeah, and I know we've talked before about where we were that day. Yeah. You know, I was here.
Okay, where were you?
I was here teaching. Let's finish this out, though.
Okay. Oh, you got to teach.
Right. I was here at Ben Davis. It was statewide testing that day. I can't remember if it was ISTEP or what it was called at that time because, you know, the acronyms have changed. I think it was ISTEP testing. And I was on the student door, which is now door two. Okay. And I was sitting there on door duty, and I noticed down by the bookstore area that there was a kind of a crowd, and Marsha Lee, the secretary for choir at the time, she came down and she said a plane had hit the World Trade Center.
Wow.
And I thought it was some small, like, Piper plane or something like that. Just run into the side of the building, and I had no idea it was a jetliner at that time. And then as time went on, you know, I noticed the crowd wasn't going away down there by the bookstore, so I walked down, and they said that the second tower had been hit and that they were we were under attack. And that's where I heard about it. So came back to the studio, turned on what little TV we had, because we were still brand new here in this studio. We didn't have any technology really in here yet because they were still doing construction around us. And I had this little itty bitty little probably 12 inch studio monitor that had been left from the old TV, and I could only get Fox 59 for some reason. I couldn't get 6, 8, or 13 or 4 wasn't doing really news at that time like they are now. But I could only get Fox 59, so turned on Fox 59 and, kind of did unfortunate play-by-play of what was going on in New York City and Washington and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. We did that, and we went off the air at 3:30 because I didn't think playing music that night was appropriate. So we went off the air, and we had the AP News on all day. They had a teleconference the AP did, and we just joined that, and we just still one of the weirdest days I've ever been a part of. And then I just remember living by the airport for the next 2 or 3 days, no planes, nothing flew. That was so weird. But that's where I was.
I was working for the city, and I was down in the state. A state conference at the convention center, and it was during that day. The speaker for the day was Mayor Hudnut.
Oh yeah,
and yeah, you know he's a Presbyterian preacher. So when it hit, he really actually took his speech, and I could really see it in my mind. Basically, threw it in the trash, and instead of speaking, he did a sermon. And I remember that to this day. And it's crazy how you remember those things like that, where you were and what you were doing.
Because I can't remember like yesterday what happened. And, I could remember just about every detail of that day. Because we had a student that had his grandmother actually worked at the Pentagon, and he couldn't get in touch with her because back then cell technology wasn't what it is today. So, not everybody had a phone with them at all the time. And sometimes your car phone was your phone. And
yeah, that's true.
So
too.
He had trouble getting in touch with her, but he was finally able to, and she was okay. But, it was a very scary day.
Yeah, I agree.
It was a very uncertain day. You didn't know what was next. Mm-hmm. Kind of like 2020's been on a grander scale. You know, you just never know what's next. I kind of joked with the kids the other day. We were talking about something next week. And I said, yeah, if, you know, 2020 doesn't happen and a large dinosaur doesn't come out of White River and, you know, go through the city, because that seems to be the way 2020's gone this year.
Man, 2020's is just rough.
Yeah.
Trying to clean my language up for the student-produced radio
show. I got a dump button.
Yeah. He sure do. I call it Jan Jackson button. Well, that's amazing how we remember where we were during certain certain situations. Speaking of remembering where you were, and like this is an awesome month for, it's Suicide Prevention Month week. It's also Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Both things are dear to me, and there's not enough time on the airways to, or internet ways to me to say enough about it, but. We've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks. And I did run down Tammy Lundy, chairperson for the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention. I did run her down. I wanted to get in the studio, but I run her down don't sound good. let me take that back. But I did make contact with her, and we had a little conversation, so I'm going to try to play it back. Hopefully it works in the world of COVID-19, learning new technology. I'm going to see if this interview works. So Tammy Lundy, the chairperson of the American Foundation for Suicide. So let's see if I can get this machine to do what I wanted to do, and I'm already having issues with it.
Just shake it.
Yeah.
It worked when we
tested
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You shake it. It's like a here we go. Good morning. Good morning, Giants. On the airways, on live on Facebook, we have and I'll probably butcher her title because she got promoted, but Indiana State Chair of the Suicide Prevention. Help me out here, Tammy.
I am the chapter chair for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
Told you I'd butcher it. But Tammy, you have always been in that position, and we're talking about suicide prevention this week, this whole month. It's a topic dear to my heart, and Ben Davis High School is also dear to their heart also. But tell my audience a little bit about Tammy Lundy. How did you get involved in suicide prevention? I know you just didn't answer an email. We all have personal stories, but I'm going to dip into your Kool-Aid a little bit. So tell us a little about Tammy and how you got involved in suicide prevention.
I got involved in suicide prevention in 2010. I lost my daughter, Nicole, in July, and somebody bought me a flyer, and it was actually for the walk, and we did our first walk in September of 2010 in honor of my daughter. From there, I learned more about the organization and started to volunteer in 2011. And I was the walk chair for, I think, about 7 years. Okay. And this year I took the plunge and took my next step. And I was lucky enough to be elected as the chapter chair for Indiana, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
Awesome. So to say the least, you're a survivor.
I am a lost survivor.
And what has happened to you has affected your life, and I'll just say it, forever. But now you're involved in the movement that's trying to help others. I best say it, to maybe avoid the pain and suffering that you had to endure. Is that hard, or is it just a passion?
It's hard. Some days are harder than others, but it is definitely my passion. Nicole was a very smart, outgoing, loving person. She was someone you could count on. And, you know, I always think if maybe someone would have been there in that moment that she needed them, just to be able to listen, that we might have a different outcome today. My world wouldn't be what it is. It would be different. And I want to give everybody that opportunity just to be able to have that chance.
Yeah. My heart goes out to you, and my prayers still go out to you, because I know the work you do is difficult, and it's difficult on one hand, and then enlightening on the other, where if you can help others try to stay out of this club, you might say, and not necessarily a club, but
it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. We talk about it all the time. It's a club that nobody wants to be a part of.
Yeah.
You know, and we have an AFSP family, and the Indiana chapter and the people and the volunteers and the walkers, you know, we don't want to be a part of this family, but we are very thankful that we found each other because we need each other.
Yeah. With that in mind, tell me more about the Out of Darkness walk. That were going on at White River State Park for the last few years, and some changes. Yeah. We're still going to be doing some stuff, but it's going to be a little bit different. So tell us more about the Out of Darkness walks yesteryears.
Well, usually what we have done is we all come together, and we come down to the park, and we walk, and we have a opening ceremonies. And we come together as a community to silence the stigma, as well as to raise funds for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And this year it is going to be a little bit different. And I think everybody has gotten used to the fact that things have changed this year. But we are still a community and we are still strong. So it is going to be a little bit different this year.
That's good. And the good part I'm saying is that we're still going to be doing something. So give me the date and let me know what we're going to be doing and then how we're going to be doing it.
Okay. Well, with COVID, we're bringing our community together the best way that we can to keep everyone safe. So what's happening is September 12th down at the Indiana State Museum, we are offering a drive-through. And we've encouraged a lot of team captains to be the ones who are picking up for their teams. But we're going to have our resources. We're going to have our beads. We're going to have our bracelets. We're going to have everything that we would have if we were all together. And then we are encouraging people to go ahead and walk in your neighborhood, have a team event, walk in a park. We've got some teams that are doing virtual workouts, but they're meeting at their gym and they're doing a workout. So they're creating their own smaller social distanced type of events that keep everybody safe. And then what we're going to do is we're asking that people post those events on our page.
So what's the website? How do they post stuff?
What you can do is you can go to the afsp.org/Indianapolis website, and it will give you all of the information for how to post, how to pick up, how to register, and then it'll give you all of the details.
Okay, and I do want to talk about one part of the topic is to talk about, and this is to some people out there, and like I had a student who was there, I think last year, I think his name was Alex, and Alex was talking about that when people are going through stuff, there are signs. Sometimes we catch them, sometimes we don't, and sometimes we don't know what to look for. And it's not a person's fault if they don't catch it, because it's not something you study and study and study, you know, if you don't. It's not something that you get prepared for, you know. But we're talking to Alex, and we're talking about how if an individual's giving you their prize, get their prize stuff, or if they was an outgoing person, and all of a sudden now they're an introvert. Is that the right word? they go into themselves. Yeah, they're not outgoing anymore. Something's wrong, as farmers would say. Some in that milk ain't white.
Mm-hmm.
Something's going on. And usually people used to talk about, well, if you talk about suicide, they're going to commit suicide. No. You need to talk about this stuff. It's hard. I know it's hard. But so talk about how young people, can help their friends if their friends are going through something.
Have a conversation and listen. We have a campaign that's called Seize the Awkward. And there's an awkward pause in a conversation. And a lot of times that can happen if somebody's sad or feeling down. And, you know, it's just saying, hey, I care. You know, you're not yourself right now. Is there something that you want to talk about? Or, you know, you've been acting differently. And just listening. And, you know, ask the question, are you considering suicide?
There you go.
You know, that is not going to place a thought. And actually what it may do is it may make the person realize that maybe if you're asking, it might be something that they have considered or they want to talk. And just listening and getting them the help that they need just to make it through that rough spot.
And that's a conversation that you need to have, because I mean, I've lost friends to the COVID-19, and it's like you can't have those conversations now, you know.
Right.
So, you know,
they can be over the phone, they can be over Zoom, they can be over FaceTime. A lot of what's happened is we've gotten isolated because of trying to stay safe, and people just need to know that they have somebody to talk to.
And that is one thing about, okay, with COVID-19, and we are, and you know me, I'm a people person.
Yeah.
I'll be hugging and high-fiving and stuff like that. I get in trouble for some of my hugs, though. Watch it, what you doing? But anyway, that's a whole new show. But anyway, it's like, and I'll be on the couch too. I'll be kicked out of the room. I'll leave that alone. But anyway, it's like, with this social distancing, we need to use these technologies that we have to stay in contact with your friends and your family and see how they're doing and see what's going on. Because some of this stuff can't really get you down. Because it's ever changing, and other people's attitudes that affect your attitude, you know, where some folks don't believe in the mask, and some believe in the mask, and some don't care about your safety or your health. You know, there's so many issues going on. If you stay in contact, find out what's going on in somebody's lives, something deeper might find in that conversation. Because depression, when it hits you, you might not even know what depression is.
Right. Right. Exactly, and it's a rough time.
Yeah, but talking is definitely the key. Staying in contact and listening and learning, and then seeing something that's just not right, you know, ask the question and reach out. Because young people, I know young people will tell their friends, we tell us old fogies. And I'm not thinking about myself. I'm the old person here. But but young people will tell a young person before they tell an older person if they're going through something. So you young folks got a lot of power out there, a lot of power.
And that a lot of times is very true. They feel comfortable speaking to a peer. And that's why it's so important that we, you know, everybody feels comfortable to have a conversation. That's why we need to make sure that, you know, it's something that's natural. You know, got heart disease and we've got cancer, and mental health should just be as easy of a topic to talk about as they are.
I agree. We're going to talk about it here in Giant 90.9 and at Ben Davis High School. And you already know you got a home here for information. So we'll put out some links to the website also on our airways and on Facebook so folks can stay in contact. Before I let you go, enjoy this beautiful Tuesday afternoon with the sun shining, the wind blowing. You look good out there, girl. Look at you.
Thanks. Yeah. And this is our new walk shirt this
year.
So if you raise $150, you get this lovely walk shirt. Super comfortable.
And the money goes to a good cause, too.
Awesome it does. Cause.
All right, Tammy, I love you. Love your family. Love what you do. Stay safe. See you when I see you. Give you a hug when I can.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. I love my hugs. I'm a hugger.
I guess we'd be elbowing until then, you know, I guess, you know. And I'm not wearing the mask because I'm in the basement. She's not wearing the mask because she's outside. And we're at two different locations. Peace out. Love you, Randy. Have a good day. Thanks for calling in. Well, Mr. Easter?
Yeah?
Yeah, got to work on that volume.
We'll get it. We'll get it down. You know, yeah. A lot of this is trial and error because it's hard to test things. We're not together, but that worked. I mean, I think people were able to hear the interview, and I think certainly she had some great things to say there. Just you know how 2020's affected these walks and these community events like that. That's something crazy. Just in itself. But it's amazing that they're still doing something because, as she said there, everybody's working through something. Yeah. And you had yesterday a certain sports host on Fox. I don't know if you heard about that, Emerson. Skip Bayless.
Yeah.
Who's on Fox, and he was talking about Dak Prescott, and Dak had come out this year and said that he had suffered depression and had suffered anxiety and things to start during the pandemic. Of course, he's dealt with a lot of things. His brother took his life, and his brother passed away. And he had been thinking about all that and struggling with mental health and things. Yeah. And he was very brave coming out and saying that, but Skip Bayless was dogging him out for it. And, there was a lot of uproar on Twitter about that, about Skip doing that. And I think that's a tribute of where we are with mental health right now, because people do talk about it. People do come out. Maybe 15 years ago, people would have had the same reaction that Skip did. But, this is only my view when I say that, but that's not right to say that.
It's not right. That's definitely not right. I don't care. I join that view because, man, this stuff affects everybody. I mean, and like you said, depression can lead to suicide, you know. And a lot of times you wake up in the morning, I know we all the time, you wake up in the morning, you try to plan your day, then you try to plan your week, or you try to plan your month, or you try to plan your year. Mr. Easter, that planner is out the window.
I know.
I mean, that alone, man, it's huge. I mean, I was trying to plan some stuff, and I'm really trying to plan some stuff, but it's like, even in my work life, I'm thinking about, okay, how is my job going to be in 6 months? How's it going to look? You know, it's just so much. If I had hair, I'd pull it out. But
yeah, I wanted to get the detail right. Dak Prescott's brother died by suicide. So, yeah, you know, just to go through that. And, you know, he's a highest profile quarterback in the league because of where he quarterbacks. Dang. In Dallas. The Dallas Cowboys quarterback is always going to be a high profile place in sports because everybody talks about the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. And you have a guy who's brave enough in that position to come out and talk about his mental health, talk about, you know, yeah, I'm the leader of a football team. I'm, you know, the quarterback of America's team, and I'm going to talk about my mental health. And then you got people like Skip Bayless going on, dogging him out.
And this has been another edition of...
Exactly. It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
At least even Fox Sports called out Skip.
Yeah. Like on the, and he hasn't said a word about it yet on Twitter, but I bet today he'll make a big dramatic thing on his show because, you know, that's...
He might.
That's a whole nother topic.
Canceled. So, you know. Yeah. I didn't say that.
Yeah. I mean, wow. But I think it does say something where we are with mental health, that people are coming out and they're saying, you know what, that wasn't right. That wasn't right. Because, you know, having that platform, we talk about platforms right now in the National Football League and all the things these players are talking about right now with injustice and you know, Black Lives Matter and all the things that are out there, and that people are really tuned in and paying attention. And Dak Prescott used his platform to talk about mental health. For somebody to dog him out, I thought that was just absolutely unbelievable. But
I think it's wrong. It's definitely wrong.
But it's 2020, wrong. Emerson.
I know, it's 2020, and it's definitely wrong. Because airways are powerful. I mean,
absolutely.
Like I was and I keep saying this, but I say this, but I was listening to, it's this company called Stream Geeks. I like that name, Stream Geeks. And they were doing a live event, and they had 10 people at the live event, but they had 69 people online listening. Well, he did the math, and so he so many times multiplied his exposure from the 10 people with the 69 people, and he did the big old math equation. But bottom line was, he reached out to that many people, that 69 additional customers, and these customers paying about $4,000 for an event. 69 times 4,000, you do the math.
Right. Yeah.
The power of the networking, and Skip's got a platform, you know, that he can do a lot of good with it instead of doing what he does.
And a lot of things, you know, right now, it's how you use your platform. And, you know, can you use it to uplift or to, but, you know, trying to make a cheap point on a sports show about somebody's anxiety and depression, that disturbed me. Yeah, and it just came to me there while we were speaking, because, you know, this he had his brother passed away, and then due to suicide, and then, you know, just everything else that's happened. I know he had a big contract dispute going with the Cowboys, still hadn't got paid. I mean, dang. You know, he deserves it.
Right.
But, you know, the money and things, those are probably secondary to everything he's dealt with. Yeah. And, but it's just a lot of uncertainty in his life, and he opened up about it. Yeah. You know, here I am, the Dallas Cowboys quarterback opens up about it, and somebody's going to dog him out. And I think, too, what happens then is all the people who struggle with mental health hear that message, too, and they're like, mm-hmm. Well, I can't talk about it now, you know, because people are dogging me out about it. So I just thought that was awful.
Yeah, and there's power, so much power in talking about it. And I know he feels better. There's so much power in getting it off of your chest. And I knew he knew that there were some people out there that would come at him negative, but he probably didn't think it'd be that person.
Right. But, you know, he has to feel, and I think the heartening thing here is that so many people have come out and have, you know, had been against what Skip said.
Skip said.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah. But that's related to our show today. So.
Yeah, it is. Oh, picking up our show, you should see this one picture I got on Facebook right now. I mean, it's pretty cool. I got one of your old pictures when you're sitting behind the control board, and I got myself sitting behind my control board, and we're facing each other. So my mouth moving, yours is not. Sometimes my mouth shouldn't move. Oh, boy. It's been crazy. What you got today, Mr. Easter? What's on your schedule? I'm going to let you go.
Just normal Friday things, you know, okay. Catching up with students, making communications with parents. We've got our Google Meets today, and
that's
what today is.
All right.
And then football tonight.
Wish you all the best. Have an awesome day, and go Giants tonight. And
Number one, Center Grove.
Woo. And then we'll beat them.
Fingers crossed.
We'll hide the ball from them so they can't get the ball back. I hope we beat them.
We'll give it a shot.
Mr. Easter.
They're giving up 4 points a game through three games, so.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, well, Center Grove, they're really good.
But, you know, that's Center Grove, Ben Davis, Warren Central, Carmel, you know. They're always, year after year, one of these schools is going to be at the top.
Yep.
The program is just awesome. That's a testament to the coaching staff, the teachers, the educators, the school board, the whole environment for these kids. So hats off to the teachers, parents too. So cool. All right. I guess that's going to be it until next Friday, and I don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah, we'll figure that out this week.
We'll figure that out. So to the parents and to the teacher, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be invested in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, it's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Copy Mr. Easter. He got his mask on in the picture next to me. You can't see the picture. But he got his mask on looking kind of cool. It's your race mask too, Mr. Easter.
There you go.
ain't got no sense. Oh, yeah. Young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. But I can't see you right now, so I don't know if you're sagging or not. So you may not be sagging. So just pull your pants up. Views expressed on School Talk. And I say the views of... Oh, wait. Thanks, Tandy. I do want to thank Tandy for doing the interview. And thank my wife for putting up with me. Thank my kids for not kicking me out of my house. No, I'm just kidding. The views expressed on School Talk. That's the views of MC Wayne Thompson or John Hughes and me and my guests. Until next week, I'll see you on School Talk. Have a good week, y'all.